everybody. We're the Kroger Wisecrackers, bringing you another 15 minutes of fun.
And tunes.
And riddles.
I got a swell game to play, too.
And this is transcribed for you by the Kroger Grocery and Baking Company, bakers of Kroger cookies and crackers.
Say, I wish I had a great big package of Kroger cookies right now. They're so good.
Of course they're good, because they're always fresh.
You bet they are, Billy. Kroger cookies and crackers are baked right in Kroger's own ovens and delivered in Kroger's own trucks to Kroger's own stores. They never have a chance to sit around and get stale.
If you get those Kroger's cookies you're wishing for, Nancy, I hope you'll pass them around. I could do with some myself.
I certainly will not. Anybody who's too lazy to wish for himself isn't going to get any Kroger cookies from me.
All right, Nancy, we'll do our own wishing. And believe me, we're wishing hard. But how about a tune now? The peanut vendor. You sell them, boys. And a doggone good number, too.
Say, that reminds me of a riddle I just thought of.
Well, remind the band to forget that number, will you, Freddy?
Oh, don't interrupt, Tubby. Let him tell it.
What's the difference between a good-tempered dog and a bad-tempered dog?
I'll bite.
No, the bad-tempered dog will.
Is that the answer?
Sure, it's a snap.
Ooh. Well, that might have been worse, but don't you know any better riddles, Clarence?
Why, I could keep on telling riddles until the cows come home.
Ooh. Looks like the cows are home now, Clarence.
Think you're funny, Tubby, don't you?
Not nearly as funny as you are, Clarence. Only you don't know it.
Oh, you fellas, let's not get into any fights around here.
That's what my mother told me yesterday.
Why, Billy, what were you up to?
Well, Mother looked out the window and she thought I was playing marbles with the kid next door.
Yes?
Well, I wasn't, and I had to tell her.
What on earth were you doing?
Well, we'd been having sort of a scrap, and I was just helping him pick up his teeth.
A regular battling Billy, eh? But it's going to be the orchestra's round this time. They'll take it with a 1-2 with the song 1-2, Button Your Shoe. Button Your Shoe, folks, and believe me, that 1-2 packs a tuneful punch.
Say, gang, I almost forgot something important. Have you seen my new dog?
Your new dog?
Yes, I have a new dog. Father and mother gave it to me for my birthday.
What kind of dog is it?
Well, I don't exactly know, except that it's sort of a baseball dog.
A baseball dog?
Yes, because he catches flies and goes after every foul and beats it like the dickens to get home before the catcher gets him.
That baseball dog must be worth his weight in diamonds. But I bet I got a better dog.
What kind is your dog, Tubby?
Well, I don't know. It's a hash dog, a little of everything. But that dog of mine knows almost as much as I do.
Never mind, Tubby. Don't you worry. He'll get smarter later on.
Fair enough, Clarence. One good crack deserves another. And that sort of evens things up between you and Tubby. But speaking of being smart, young pint-sized Ronald Liss is about the smartest singer for his age that I've ever heard. Ronald is our guest star for today, only 6 years old, and he's going to sing Is I Gotta Go to School, Ma. Okay, Ronald?
Little Willie Wallow, such a lazy lad. Anything he tried to do, it turned out bad. Dumbest guy you ever saw. Nobody loved him but his ma and pa. In the village school, he couldn't make headway. Each morning to his ma, he'd say, Is I gotta go to school, ma? I don't learn a thing. All we do is read and write, ma, and silly songs we sing. I ain't getting nowhere, 'cause they make me stand all day with my nose against the blackboard for saying things I didn't say. I believe the teacher's crazy. Wish you take a look. Every single thing she tells us, she gets it from a book. Yesterday she said to me, What's 3 times 3? She's supposed to know, but keeps on asking me, Is I gotta go to school, Ma? I'd rather stay home with you. Toodaloo.
Thanks a lot, Ronald.
You're welcome.
That was swell. Gosh, anybody who can sing like that ought to go to music school and like it.
Say, I can sing too, Freddie. I can sing swell. But don't you know, I ought to do a solo number sometime.
Why, Tubby, what a whopper you told. You know you can't sing at all.
Of course I can sing. I just haven't showed you kids how good I am, that's all.
Well, don't show us right now, Tubby. We can imagine.
All right. But how about that swell game I was going to show you? Mary Lou just reminded me.
What's the game?
Well, when I told you how swell I can sing, you told me I was telling a whopper. The game is to see who can tell the biggest whopper, the craziest story of all.
Oh, swell!
Okay, Tubby, let's begin. And I'll bet our listeners get some good ideas on tall storytelling, too. How about your starting, Billy? You got a good one?
Sure, because my uncle is the tallest man in the world. Why, when he eats, he has to stand on a stepladder to reach his mouth.
Oh. Swell, Billy. And I'll bet your uncle is a pretty big man in his hometown. And now, Betty, you kid the crowd along.
Kid nothing. Say, you'd make people think this isn't a true story. Anyway, when I was very little, my mother hired a painter to paint 4 little birds on the wallpaper of my room. But the painter painted them so naturally that, well, our cat jumped up and ate 2 of these birds, and the other 2 flew away.
Folks, don't you believe it. Clarence, can you tell a great big fib, too?
Why, of course not. But it so happens I was out fishing one day, and I caught an extra specially nice fish. In fact, I liked it so much that I decided to keep it as a pet. And soon it was following me all over the house. But one day a terrible thing happened. My pet fish fell into the goldfish bowl and drowned. It had forgotten how to swim.
Whoa! There's a fish story, all right. How about you next, Nancy?
Well, I have an uncle who's a great inventor, and he's just invented a new way for people to pack donuts in boxes. See, he packs the donut rims and the donut holes separately. The rims in one box and the holes in the other. That way, you see, you always have one empty box to pack more donut rims in. It's going to save people lots of money.
Holy donuts, what a story that was. But say, maybe Tubby and Mary Lou better keep their stories until next time, or we'll all be getting dizzy around here. Don't take it too seriously, you folks listening in. Nobody else does. It's all a game to see who can tell the craziest stories. Try it sometime.
And try Kroger's cookies and crackers, too. There's certainly nothing crazy about them.
Except that I'm crazy about them.
No wonder, Billy. Kroger's cookies and crackers are always sold up and fresh. That's why they're so good. And so good for you.
Get a package today, folks, and believe me, you'll love them. Everybody does.
And they cost so little, too. But speaking of loving things, here's the band again with a grand tune. The Right Somebody to Love. Wisecrackers next time, too, folks, and listen in on a lot more good fun and stunts and tunes, and the last half of our crazy storytelling contest. Until then, the Kroger Wisecrackers say, so long, everybody.
Oh, the Kroger Wisecrackers are we. Goody, goody, goody. So we have to be fresh, you see.